Gonna have to make this quick. I'm only back in LA for a day before I fly off again, and I want to see Froggy as much as I can. This week, she touched my soul. It's my unconventional life. Deep. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So I was on the road pretty much all week this week. I Skyped with Froggy every night, which was really nice. Even though she still doesn't know what's going on, I just like seeing her. And Erie did this funny thing one night where she called me on Facebook Messenger, and when I picked up, it was just Froggy in her little seat, like she'd called. Erie has continued to be absolutely brilliant as a parenting partner, totally handling everything at home on her own, no grief whatsoever with me being away so much. Perhaps transitioning away from the romantic side of the relationship has helped. Whatever the reason, I feel blessed. Sometimes we just sit there looking at Froggy, amazed that we created this incredible little bundle of joy and wonder and perfection. And when I think of the life ahead for her, it somehow connects me to the universe, to my dad, to my family. In an odd way, sometimes I see myself in her now, as I've seen my dad in me in the past. Something about the circle of life, that universal oneness that some people call God, or Dharma, or love. When I got back yesterday, I made a bunch of soups and broths for Erie for the next week that I'm away. And then we sat down to eat and watch an episode of Call the Midwife on Netflix, which is our current show. It's about a group of midwives in the late 1950s who work out of a convent with nuns in the East End of London. I like how it reminds me of England and makes me think of my grandparents who lived through those post-war years in that corner of the world. Anyway, this week was a particularly emotional episode where the main character's boyfriend was killed and a woman who escaped the horrors of a concentration camp with her daughter was finally able to leave her flat after 12 years, letting go of the people that she felt she'd left behind in her own country. So I was feeling pretty emotional anyway. But after the episode finished and I put on some classical music on Pandora, and I saw that the song was called Angel, I looked over at Froggy and said, "You're my angel." And I don't know why, but something broke in me when I felt a love for her that I don't think I've ever felt before. And I heard people talk about it, but I hadn't felt it. Not yet, not like that. When I did, my God, I just welled up inside. And when Erie realized and asked if I was crying because I looked away, I just broke down and she hugged me and said it was okay. But God, it's the most powerful thing that I think I've ever felt. I can't imagine how it's going to be for the next 18 years of my life. It's the second time I've cried in as many weeks. Must be getting old. I spent some of the week thinking about the nature of things in terms of predeterminism too. My viewpoint that everything in life is predetermined or destined, and that free will is an illusion. And the history and the future of the universe is already written out completely. I think it's called fatalism too. Well, the notions are closely related. I should really look it up. But either way, in a way, it gives you some peace. It doesn't make reading the story any less emotional. I added a note in my phone this week that will remind me every day. And it simply says, "You will die," as a way to try to live in the moment. I forget where now, but I must have read about how accepting your mortality is the best way to truly appreciate your life. It's right alongside the note that says meditate every day. And to be fair, I haven't really done that. But nonetheless, I'm on the path, free will or otherwise. Ari and I have slipped into this seemingly calm, peaceful limbo, perhaps. Just enjoying these darling buds of life with Froggy. And the more difficult conversations about money and sex and a second child, I guess they can wait. But anyway, cheers for listening, as always. I get to see every week how many downloads the show has, and I'm going to share. It's less than triple digits. But that makes it feel like our show. Regulars. And I do wonder why you listen. Are you in a similar situation? Do you want to have kids, but you're not sure how? Are you just that invested in the story? Is it a small investment of time that just pops up on your notification every week? Whatever the reason, it's nice. And I hope you like it and it brings you something. Maybe there's a reason to all of this. Not the podcast, but life. Maybe the reason is, like I said, finding the best way to love. That's got to be something. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.